Excavations in Jagjivanpur, 50 kilometers from Malda in West Bengal, lays bare unknown facets of Pala dynasty and a unique Buddha center. 15 years back, when on a summer morning Jagdish Gain chanced upon a bronze plate while working here on Mount Tulabita, it marked an important day in the history of Indian archaeology. The subsequent excavations undertaken by Directorate of Archaeology West Bengal has led to the discovery of a monastery, stupas, cells and a veranda and other antiques as important as one found in Buddhist centers in Nalanda and Rajshahi Paharpur. Information Officer Alok Sanyal said the site would be thrown open for public in 5 years.
Some work was going on, and only one mound has been just excavated up to there.
Yes,
under excavation. And I think it will take another 5 years to open for tourists. There, a Buddhist monastery has been discovered. It is as good as, same as Nalanda or Rajshahi Paharpur.
Significantly, the discovery of the copper plate with the epigraphic account of Sri Mahendrapala Deva in Siddhimatrika script removed all doubts about the existence of King Mahendrapala Deva in the 10th century AD Pala dynasty. Professor Mihir Mohan Mukhopadhyay said,
discovery at Jagjivanpur has laid bare certain very important historical information and data before us. Now, this may be classified in two broad sides. One is the copper plate ground discovered. It's a chance discovery, of course, at Jagjivanpur, and followed by the excavation which the Director of Archaeology, Government of West Bengal, is undertaking at the moment.
The discoveries at Jagjivanpur are being monitored closely, both by archaeologists and historians. Once the excavations are over, it is likely to bring to light the structural plans of the ancient Buddhist establishment of Jagjivanpur. Dipankar Chakraborty, ANI.